This is The Naked Scientist Down Under in Adelaide, Australia, with me, Chris Smith. To human health now, and the study of plant polysaccharides. These are the giant molecules that plants make by linking sugars together to form their cell walls. It turns out that these polysaccharides make a major contribution to keeping our intestines in tip-top shape. Jeff Fincher.
We work on cereals, and there's the potential to improve the value of cereals for human health. And if we can understand how these polysaccharides are synthesized, then we can look for natural variation in the levels of their synthesis so that we can hand on some benefits of natural variation to human health, or we can manipulate them.
You say they're good for human health, but in what way? How are they affecting our health?
All right. So, as I mentioned, cell walls over the years have been not terribly popular. You know, students' eyes glaze over when you start talking about the structure of these polysaccharides. And but just in recent years, it's been discovered that they really have a major beneficial effect on human health in all sorts of different areas. So. These polysaccharides are very long molecules, lots of sugar residues joined together. They usually have an asymmetric conformation, which means they're much longer than they are wide, and that means they form solutions of high viscosity. They're thick in solution. So you feed them to a human, and there's no enzymes to digest them in the small intestine, and they increase the viscosity of the contents of the small intestine. This slows down the rate of diffusion of enzymes and breakdown products of things that we can digest, like starch and protein, and it means that there's a much slower release of, say, glucose from glucose-containing polymers, slower release generally of food. And so this is... This has a lot of beneficial effects in terms of reducing glycemic index, and this is a benefit to people with type 2 diabetes. When they get down into the large intestine, down there they're fermented to various short-chain fatty acids, and some of these are believed to have anti-cancer effects, and so they reduce the risk of colorectal cancer. And beyond that, there's a health claim which is allowed in the US that these polysaccharides reduce serum cholesterol levels. So if we reduce the risk of diabetes, cardiovascular disease and colorectal cancers, these things have got to be good.
It certainly sounds like it, given that you've listed the things that probably kill more people than anything else. What about the fact that we're now beginning to get very interested in the bacteria that live in our intestines as well, and we know that they play a huge role in health and disease. Do these things also impact on the bacteria as well?
So we at the moment have a project with the CSIRO Food Futures flagship, and this is one of the objectives, the major objectives of this project. We have people within CSIRO who have microarray analyses where they can quantitate the level of different bacteria in our large intestine, and they can broadly classify them into good bacteria and bad bacteria in terms of human health. And so what we can do now is we can take these polysaccharides with different structures, and we can do this either in vitro or in pigs, and we can see what effects these polysaccharides have on the dynamics of these bacterial populations. And in our first pig trial that we finished last year, we supplemented the diet with one of these cell wall polysaccharides. We got a dramatic reduction in DNA damage in colonocytes, which line the colon, and we got a dramatic shift to beneficial bacteria in the large intestine.
Which is very encouraging. Are there any plants that make more of the right sort of these things? Is that what you're trying to find? So we can then advise people what the best plants are, or what would constitute the best diet?
Yeah, I think that there are polysaccharides in all plants with the same sort of physicochemical properties. You know, they form these highly viscous solutions, and they have the potential to do the sort of things that I've mentioned. But I guess the focus has been on the polysaccharides in cereals, because they're the main source of food for most human societies. And so we're focusing on those, and we certainly believe, and we can see, for example, if you have different fine structures of these polysaccharides, you get different solubility qualities. And the more soluble they are, and the more soluble dietary fibre you have, apparently greater are the benefits. So certainly we're looking at the effect of fine structure on physicochemical properties and then on human health benefits.
Do you think then in the future, if you can identify what the molecules are that are best for us, that you'll be able to put them in a pill? Because there are some people, I think there was a stat published in the UK the other day, more than 1 million people do not eat any fruit or vegetables ever. And I'm sure it's the same here in Australia.
Yeah, it is the same. It'd be a mighty big pill, I'd have to say that. Because you really do need, in terms of volume, you need quite a lot of this this material. But it's a good point, because we have to come up with something which is beneficial to the human health, which humans don't have to eat a kilogram of a day. You know, it has to be concentrated enough in a serve of food which is reasonable to expect people to eat.
So can I ask you to suggest what I should have in my 5 a day on my plate in order to get the best bang for my buck in my, not just my colon, but my intestine in total?
Well, I think these polysaccharides in cereal grains, probably the best ones that are naturally occurring are in oats and barley. Now, oats you can have, so eat up your porridge and you'll do really well in terms of bowel health. Barley is also a rich source, but it's not quite as attractive as a human food. And what we're trying to do is increase the solubility and the amount of these polysaccharides in wheat so that people can get them through wheat and eventually rice as well.
So eat your greens, or you can't have anything from the sweet trolley. That was Jeff Fincher. He's the Professor of Plant Sciences at the University of Adelaide, and he's also Director of the Wake Campus.